Trying to make a home for us was the big challenge our parents had. My mother was constantly busy. She hated the lack of privacy in our tiny barrack room. And so she found some olive drab cloth, military discards, and she made curtains with her sewing machine, which she had smuggled into camp. Anything sharp or pointed was contraband. But she marched right past all those armed guards with her portable sewing machine wrapped in blankets and sweaters, disguised. And she made not only curtains for us, but clothes for us. And then she braided rags, made them into little rugs, so that when we got out of bed, we didn't have that hard, splintery wood floor to walk on barefooted. And at mealtimes, I remember people were always complaining about the food. I thought it was lunchtime and I ate what they had. The big treat was Spam. That was delicious. I loved it. It was after we came out of the internment camp that my parents tried to make up for what they thought we had lost. And so we were introduced for the first time to something like sushi. Our block became a wonderful place to explore and find things. There was a ditch that went around our block, and we caught pollywogs and put them in great big huge pickle jars. We watched them sprout legs and lose their tails and turn into frogs, which was magical. We also caught ants in the big pickle jars filled with dirt, and we saw them make their nests right alongside the glass, and we saw their fascinating network of tunnels and little chambers, and it became a whole ant city that we saw.